Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick. At the end of last month, former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio was convicted by a federal judge of criminal contempt. Now, Arpaio is well known for targeting undocumented immigrants in sweeps and for harsh treatment of detainees. He's faced lawsuits for violating detainee rights and civil rights actions from the government for racial profiling. But the former sheriff does have lots of fans, including one in the White House. Donald Trump had been hinting at clemency for Joe Arpaio for over a week, building up anticipation among Arpaio's supporters, and then on Friday, the White House officially announced a presidential pardon. It was a big reward for a big ally. Sheriff Joe, as he's known to his fans, was also a champion of a story that Donald Trump pushed for years before running for president, that Barack Obama was not born in the United States and therefore wasn't a legitimate president. As for the pardon, the criticism came swiftly from across the political spectrum. Liberals were incensed, and that's probably predictable, but conservatives were too. Arizona Senator John McCain said the pardon undermines the president's claim for respect of rule of law. And a spokesman for the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, said the Speaker does not agree with the president's decision. The Takeaway spoke with Cecilia Wang. She's deputy director of the ACLU, which has sued Joe Arpaio for civil rights violations.
The president's pardon of Joe Arpaio spoke directly in support of white supremacists who supported both Arpaio's policies, which courts struck down as unconstitutional, and Trump's campaign positions, which he's now implementing as federal policy around the country.
Now, those campaign positions are having a big impact, including in politically vital Arizona. Probably no community has been affected more deeply by policing in Maricopa County than Latinos. January Contreras served as an assistant attorney general in Arizona. She's currently running for attorney general in that state, and she joins me now from Phoenix. January Contreras, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
There's a long list of defiant actions from Joe Arpaio that have gotten the attention of Arizonans and the nation, of course. Many of them courts have questioned. In terms of policing, which stand out to you?
Well, I like the fact that you used the word defiant, because at the real core of what Joe Arpaio has done is defy the Constitution. And I think that's what is very outlandish for us here in Arizona, that he got away with it so long, despite the fact that, you know, he was running very systematic operations that just fly in the face of what our Constitution stands for.
There were accusations and indeed conclusions of racial profiling from the Justice Department targeting Latinos, many of whom were citizens. We've also heard about the tent city, the famous tent city in Maricopa County, where detainees were kept outside, often in temperatures well over 100 degrees. You say he got away with it for a long time, and that suggests that many Arizonans really supported what Joe Arpaio was doing.
Well, I think the voters showed that they were willing to keep Joe Arpaio in office, and they listened to this mantra of the toughest sheriff in America and weren't paying so much attention to the fact that this guy had forgotten to do his job along the way. And left in the wake of his tenure were hundreds of cases in one of the towns that the sheriff's office was contracted to do police work for. And they left all of these cases uninvestigated, with many victims of crime, many of those being sex crimes, without any justice. I think as those follies, those failures started to come to light, and how much money Joe Arpaio was costing taxpayers because of his failures to do his job, that's when the voters started to think, gee, you know, enough of the circus, enough of the harm. We really need to move forward with someone that we can trust to do the job.
And you think that's why he was voted out last year by the people in the county?
I do think so.
So this is part of your platform then, January Contreras, as you run for attorney general in Arizona. It's accountability for Joe Arpaio?
It's accountability for all people, and yes, that includes Joe Arpaio. When our system refuses to hold the powerful accountable the way they do everybody else, that's a real failure, and it's a very dangerous precedent. So as a former county and state prosecutor, I've never seen that at play in the way that we're seeing it at play now. The integrity of the justice system relies on everyone being held accountable to the same rules.
Well, let's listen to Joe Arpaio himself here. He spoke yesterday with reporter Jimmy Jenkins from KJZZ in Phoenix, talking about his conviction and talking about his pardon. Listen.
This is made up by the activists. It's made up by politicians that I've been guilty of racial profiling. It's not true. And I'm becoming a little disturbed across our nation how people are saying I was indicted or charged with racial profile. I was charged on a misdemeanor, allegedly, for not obeying a ruling from a judge.
Joe Arpaio is correct there. He was convicted by a judge of contempt of court, not for the racial profiling itself. But your reaction to that statement?
That sounds like revisionist history to me. It's correct that he was ultimately convicted of criminal contempt. He was convicted of that because he refused to follow a judge's order to stop racially profiling our citizens here in Arizona. You can't divorce those two things. Yes, the conviction was for criminal contempt, but that very conviction was focused on the fact that Joe Arpaio was told by a judge to stop directing the sheriff's office to conduct racial profiling, and he refused to stop doing that. And that's a violation of our Constitution. It's the violation of the rights of our residents here in Arizona. And quite frankly, it's a scary thing to wonder, well, who are they going to start targeting next?
A federal pardon from the President of the United States for former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. January Contreras is running in Arizona for Attorney General, partly on a platform of state accountability for Joe Arpaio. January Contreras, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.